USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Eight people were found dead Tuesday following a bloody shooting spree that may have targeted Asian massage parlors in the Atlanta, Georgia area. 21-year-old Robert Aaron Long was arrested about 4 hours after the first shooting. Authorities say he is a suspect in the shootings that occurred at three different locations. Atlanta Police Chief Rodney Bryant said it's too early to determine if it was a hate crime. As the recall, Gavin Newsom prepares to present 2 million signatures to remove the Democrat California governor. Mr. Newsom says they're ready to fight.
We will fight it. We'll defeat it. So we're ready to go.
Newsom on CNN says this is a recall by radicals and white supremacists.
That are avid Proud Boy members. They're part of the three percenters, the right-wing militia group. They are supporters of QAnon conspiracy theorists, white supremacist group.
When Newsom was asked if he believed the 2 million signatures were from radicals and white supremacists, Newsom did not answer the question. USA Radio News.
The IRS doesn't mess around. If they want your money, they'll take it. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts too, even threaten your home or business. Don't take on the IRS alone. If you owe back taxes, the smartest thing you can do is call Optima Tax Relief. The experts at Optima specialize in a powerful IRS tax assistance program called the Fresh Start Initiative. And their clients that qualify are saving thousands, even tens of thousands. One call starts the process to stop the demand letters, stop aggressive collection actions, and stop the IRS from targeting you. But don't delay. It's important to act now while you still have options. Optima is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. Optima has already resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Get your life back. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima now for your free consultation.
Call 800-498-3622. 800-498-3622. 800-498-3622.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
The massive amount of people trying to illegally get into the United States from the southwest border are from all over the world. Tim Berg reports.
The Biden administration will use a detention center in Dallas, Texas, to house 3,000 illegal migrant children between the ages of 15 and 17. By the end of the year, it's estimated that 117,000 solo minors will enter the United States. House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, and 12 of his Republican colleagues went down to the border on Monday. McCarthy saying that one of the things they're seeing is it's not just people coming from Central American countries, it's people coming in to the United States from all over the world.
Yeah, they're from Central America. Do you know who else? Iran, Yemen, Sri Lanka. When I walked through the facility, there's more Haitians than any other nationality I saw. And why were they coming now? You ask the border agents, they were shocked themselves because they're being released into the country.
Thank you for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A government agency is reporting Russia and Iran tried to get into your head and influence how you would vote. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
A report from the Office of the Director of National Intelligence says that Russia and Iran attempted to influence the results of November's presidential election. The report says that Russian elements attempted to spread narratives to hurt Joe Biden's candidacy, while Iran tried to do the same to President Trump. Senator Ted Cruz says that he's not surprised Iran was working against former President Trump. The Texas Republican tells Newsmax TV that Iran would try to defeat the candidate that put so much pressure on them.
During the Obama-Biden presidency, the worst foreign policy mistake of the entire 8 years of that presidency was the catastrophic Obama-Iran nuclear deal that put over $100 billion in the hands of the Ayatollah. The most significant foreign policy decision President Trump made was to pull out of that disastrous deal. So, of course, the Ayatollah wants the administration that is going to give him billions of dollars versus the administration that stood up and employed maximum pressure to cut off the cash.
Hassan Rouhani is the president of Iran since the summer of 2013. An amateur treasure hunter, Kathy Giles, has uncovered a hoard of Viking artifacts that is believed to have been buried on the Isle of Man more than 1,000 years ago. The collection includes a large silver brooch and a very rare solid gold armband. The Isle of Man is between the United Kingdom and Ireland in the Irish Sea. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.